in this bulletin. Another development in the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's case. Russia threatens retaliation against Lithuania over a ban on key goods. And in sport, England captain Ben Stokes sits on the sidelines ahead of the start of the Headingley Test. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says he will ask US President Joe Biden to address the case of Julian Assange, saying Mexico would open its doors to the WikiLeaks founder if he were released. UK Home Secretary Priti Patel on Friday approved Mr. Assange's extradition to the United States to face criminal charges. Mr. Assange's wife vowed to fight using every possible legal avenue. Mr. Obrador says Mexico could open its doors to Mr. Assange if he were released. The trial for the man accused of allegedly raping Brittany Higgins at Parliament House has been delayed due to recent media coverage about the case. Bruce Learman has pleaded not guilty, and this week his lawyers successfully argued for a postponement of proceedings after a speech made at the Logie Awards. Chief Justice Lucy McCallum raised concern about the extreme media attention and the difference between an allegation untested in court compared to one accepted by a jury as a true verdict. The case will return to court briefly on Thursday, and the trial is likely to be held later this year. The Australian energy market operator says it will likely end its market intervention this week after suspending the wholesale market amid supply concerns. The suspension could be lifted as soon as today as the market operator looks to outline a path back to normal function of the grid. In a statement, the regulator added that electricity supply would be sufficient for Tuesday night as it held talks with generators on how the national electricity market could resume. Victoria has officially banned the public display of the Nazi swastika, with legislation passing Parliament. People can now be charged with a criminal offence if they do not comply with a police directive to remove the symbol. Religious versions of the symbol tied to certain faiths remain legal, while there will be some exceptions for historical purposes, education and art. Russia is threatening to retaliate against Lithuania over a ban on the transport of Russian goods to Kaliningrad. Kaliningrad has particular significance to Moscow as it is the headquarters of Russia's Baltic Fleet. The city's governor says the Lithuanian ban could affect around half of the Russian territory's imports. The ban on the transport of goods forms part of the newly imposed sanctions by the European Union. Russia's foreign ministry has issued a statement saying there will be severe consequences if transit via Lithuania isn't immediately restored. In sport, England captain Ben Stokes has not joined his team in their training session 48 hours out from the start of the Headingley Test. Stokes was conspicuous by his absence as the rest of the squad began preparations for the final match against New Zealand, having reported feeling unwell. An England and Wales Cricket Board spokesperson indicated that Stokes had tested negative for COVID-19. New Zealand have had several positive cases in their squad over the last couple of weeks, including Stokes's opposite number Kane Williamson on the eve of the second test. As well as Williamson, the tourists have seen Henry Nicholls, Devon Conway, Michael Bracewell and two members of their backroom team return positive results since arriving in England, though all four players are fit and available to play this week. And that's the latest from SBS News.